Good afternoon. This is Sheridan Sun Radio. It's time for your quick recap of today's news. Prime Minister Trudeau is paying his first visit to U.S. President Donald Trump in Washington today. The two leaders appeared in the White House, shaking hands, and Trudeau gave Trump a special housewarming gift, a picture of his father, Pierre Trudeau. On the agenda, a joint task force to support women is in the workforce. Trade issues will also be up for discussion. In more Trudeau travel news, figures recently obtained by CBC News show Prime Minister Trudeau's most recent trip to China is the most expensive such trip in a decade. Trudeau spokesman Olivier Duchesneau says a stable long-term relationship with China is a top priority for Canada. In Parliament, Public Safety Minister Ralph Goodale says this week the government will move forward on Bill C-23 if passed. The controversial bill would mean Canadians who refuse to answer questions by U.S. pre-clearance officers on Canadian soil could risk arrest for failure to cooperate. In entertainment news, Adele is a big winner at this year's Grammys, taking home 5 awards. Meanwhile, Toronto's own Drake took home the Grammy for Best Hip-Hop Song for Hotline Bling, while the late David Bowie earned 5 posthumous awards for his final album, Black Star. The album was also a vinyl chart topper in the UK, where vinyl sales are at a 25-year record high. There is an appetite for vinyl in Canada as well. Brad Northcott paid a visit to HMV on Sunday to hear an employee share his story and find out what the closing of all HMV stores in Canada will mean for music traditionalists.
Music and movie retailer HMV has announced it will be shutting down all of its 102 stores nationwide at the end of April. This marks the end of an era for the Canadian music market, even as Nielsen ratings showed a 52% jump in vinyl sales in 2014, and a BuzzAngle music report showed a 58% jump in 2016. On Sunday, I spoke with Cameron, an employee at HMV in Erin Mills Town Center, about what this means for employees, customers, and the so-called vinyl revival.
It's really the death that hurt us, and then the suppliers backing out, and that's why all stores across Canada are closing. Vinyls, you can get down any, like, there's an amazing store downtown Toronto called Sonic Boom, or like a bunch of like thrift shops downtown that sell vinyl. It's crazy. They have a lot more supply than we did. We just got into the vinyl game a bit too late, I would say.
You know, I hate to bring it up, but the loyalty points?
Yes.
So what's going on with those? What have you been saying to people who might have been a little miffed about it?
That because the vinyls, our points card just stopped?
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, we have to tell them that there's nothing we can do. It wasn't our choice to close it. We were we heard about us going down. Every customer we talked to, we had to tell them, use your points when you can, because we don't know when they're going to turn it off. Because they turned off the first day when we knew we were closing. We could not order anything for anybody, and we could not sell your cards to anybody. So that was a good hint that it was going to close. If I had the power, I would refund everyone with the points they had, but we have the power, but we don't have control anymore. It's all the liquidation company. It's going to be the same. It's going to be tough because February 28th is when they stop doing the gift cards too, so everyone who's bought a gift card can't use them now.
As an HMV employee, so what's next for you?
Hopefully something more into the field I studied, which was film and television. But it's a hard industry. It's no one's really hiring full-time these days. The economy is not as good as it used to be.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll be on God's good humor, but I'm going to be trying to apply everywhere I can, basically, at hiring. Mm-hmm. If it's out of something I studied, then so it might as well be it.
There is still hope for vinyl, as Toronto-based company Microforum continues to press orders of all sizes for unsigned artists and indie bands. That said, it seems as though much of the industry will be singing a different tune. For Sounds of Sheridan, I'm Bradley Northcote. And now
Your weather. We are sitting at -3 right now, feeling like -8 with a wind chill of 17 kilometers per hour. For Valentine's Day, we can expect a high of +4 with a low of -1. That's all for now. This has been Sheridan Sun Radio News Updates.